The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet.
Let's get it on.
Yeah, it's concerning. You know, we didn't move the ball very well at all until late there, so obviously it's a concern.
All right, we got Brock Heward in for Stink, who's traveling this morning. Brock, of course, the former NFL quarterback. You see him on Fox doing college football. Hear him on Sirius XM 84 college football show 3 times a week. He's filled in here before, and glad to have you with us. It was a tale of two halves offensively. In the first half, Teddy Bridgewater was 9 of 15 for 84 yards. In the second half, 15 of 23 for 204 yards and a couple of touchdowns. What was the difference second half to first half?
Well, second half, and you see this in every NFL game you watch, you get a big lead, and you always say it's why most of these games become one possession games. You just, the aggressiveness, your risk tolerance, you just start to push the ball down the field, and all of those things change defensively. You just try to keep things in front of you, and you tone it down a little bit, and you let that opponent in. Two things offensively, and I sent you this note yesterday. Denver, and Mark hit on this, without Jerry Jeudy, without Hamlin, you don't strike fear in an opponent. I hope you all listen to Mark, who, gets inside access, who sits down with Mike Tomlin, and he said it very clearly there. Their plan was, yeah, we don't fear you. And you don't have a home run hitter and you've got to play small ball. You feel a defense do what? Just sit on you and make your life difficult. On top of that, Mike, you're not good enough without those guys to overcome negative plays. So, those opening drives in the first half, you've got to delay a game. That can't happen.
Can't happen.
You've got Fant whiffing on Watt. You can't have Fant on a one-on-one. That is not his strength. Blocking Watt, that goes for -5 yards. You've got a sack and miscommunication down in the red zone. So I think twofold. Third downs were a big bugaboo. And negative plays were a huge part of those offensive struggles in the first half.
Broncos, 2 of 12 on third down. Now, they were 3 of 4 on fourth down, but 2 of 12 on third down compared to 7 of 12 for the Steelers. Next on the Morning Brew.
I can rush the pass and I can cover too. I had to be inside a little bit more. When I let him get inside, you get run all day, but this is me. I got to be more solid in the coverage. You don't want to rush all day. So whenever I get in secondary to, cover guys, I can do it from tight ends to running backs to receivers like Claypool. I can do it, especially if it's just 1 or 2 plays a game. I can definitely get it done. I just didn't get it done today.
All right, Vaughn falling on his sword there.
Yeah.
But come on. Defensive genius, Vic Fangio. How is it that you have a defensive alignment that has Von Miller one-on-one with Chase Claypool?
Because you think you can get away with it. And you didn't. And credit to Big Ben there.
You
and
thought you could get away with it.
You thought you could get away with it.
Should you have thought you could get away with
Probably
it?
Probably not against Big Ben. Probably not. But, that's one of those opportunities out of 60 plays that, yeah, they got you. They're not dropping. If they're dropping Von back 5 to 10 times a game, Mike, I got an issue. Then you're just like, come on, man, that's foolish. When you do it, as Von said, just a couple times, and unfortunately they got the perfect play call, the perfect formation. I don't even think that was a check. I'd have to go back and look at that, and maybe the rest of the guys on the show today and Stoke and those others can look at that. I don't think even Big Ben necessarily checked to that. It was just built into that formation, and they get Von at one of the rare times trying to cover, and you're right. You don't pay him, and you don't want to see him do that. and he is capable 1 or 2 snaps a game, just not in that formation and not against that dude yesterday.
Next on the Morning Brew. I said,
honestly,
next.
We got to execute better. That's all it is. It comes down to execution. When we're out there, we just got to play fast, play with a sense of urgency. We can't wait for the game to come to us. We just got to have that aggressive approach.
All right, there's Teddy Bridgewater. Broncos have lost 2 in a row after a 3-0 start. The 3-0 start, we don't need to go over all this again. It was fool's gold in the minds of many, and these two losses for those same people say this is who the Broncos are. I don't know. I'm not as down on them. They've lost 2 in a row, but I still have seen enough signs of growth, enough signs of potential. Add in getting guys back from injury as the season goes along. I don't know, call me Pollyannish, I guess, but I still hold out some hope for this season. I really do.
Well, what was your number going in?
I thought this was an 8-9 win team. I had trouble getting them to 10. I still do.
I have trouble with 17 games, by the way.
Yeah, it's so sucks. Weird thinking about that now. Yes. Well, I think they'll go 9-8. Yeah. You
know, I mean, 10-7 just doesn't feel right. It still doesn't feel right.
It still feels like an 8-9 win team.
Yes, it does. And when you and I think that's a very fair number. I would say I thought about the same watching the preseason, looking at this roster, listening to you guys all over this station, and I think that was my number. And if that was your number going in, if you think this is an 8-9, possibly a 10 win team, then you beat the bad teams, which they did, and then you face a couple teams, and you get them, by the way, in Baltimore, Pittsburgh, at their most desperate state. You're going to get Pittsburgh's very best shot in their building where they are hard to play. And in those situations, you would hope, gosh, can we be competitive? Can it be a play here or there in the fourth quarter? That was a disappointing first half. I'm not going to tell any Bronco fan that that was not disappointing in the first 30 minutes. But in the second 30, they showed you they're not a bad team. They're not a 3 or 4 win team. They showed you in the first half they're not a 13 win team either.
Right.
They looked and have kind of felt like an 8-9 win team the last 2 weeks.
Nothing's really changed for me. I still look at the way the schedule lays out that there are plenty of winnable games that put them in that 8-9 win category. Now, as far as being able to bust through that ceiling and get into double digits, yeah, along the way, you're going to have to do something you weren't able to do these last 2 weeks. You're going to have to beat a team that you weren't expected to. So whether that's going to Cleveland or that's going to Dallas, your games with the Chargers, your games with Kansas City, you're going to have to find a way. If you want to prove the detractors wrong, you're going to have to win a game or two, probably two of those, to go along with taking care of business against the teams that you're supposed to be.
At some time this morning, I would like to talk about what Teddy just said, sense of urgency. I shot you a little note watching that game last night. To me, that is a terrific question to dig into. Unfortunately, the only thing the station lacks is a quarterback. You got linemen, you got receivers, you got all sorts of guys, you got DBs. Other than Klatt, y'all don't have enough quarterback voice.
Well, I love the QB on QB talk, so we'll don't worry. I'm going to
urgency, sense of urgency. Just remember that.
I'm going to push you on that one. Right. You can bank on that. Next on the Morning Brew.
The snap to Josh, keeps it himself, going to throw it into the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Buffalo. Emmanuel Sanders, touchdown, Bills. That should just about do it with 5:51 left to play.
Bills Radio, what is the takeaway from last night? How good the Bills are?
Yes.
The best team in football? Or what is wrong with the Chiefs?
The Bills are a 13 or 14 win team. They are. Going into this season, you felt that. You felt that momentum building. They do it in all three phases. They win all three phases. They got dominant players in all three phases of the game. The Chiefs have a dominant offense. They have a terrible defense. Realize the Chiefs, I was listening to this morning to the station, Dan Orlovsky, 7.1 yards per play allowed. They're allowing 7.1 yards a play. The greatest show on turf averaged 7 yards a play. They're making every opponent the greatest show on turf. That is how bad they are defensively. And you pay your quarterback, you pay your receiver, you pay your tight end, you pay everybody offensively. You're not good enough, and they've got a few injuries, and they are being exposed on that side of the ball.
And you can see that Patrick Mahomes is feeling the pressure to try to make up for what's happening defensively. He's already thrown 6 picks in 5 games. He threw 6 and 5 the last 2 years combined, so already 6 this year. Okay, that'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. We got Brock Heward sitting in for Stink James Merrillat. Does he find any reasons? Boy, I'm going to have to work hard for this. To be optimistic about this team after their second straight loss. He'll join us coming up next. Denver Sports Station 104.3, The Fan.